Monk Ellen makes everyone feel good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Positive Monks. Monk Ellen makes everyone feel good. How does Monk Ellen make everyone feel good? Well, the first thing that Monk Ellen does, she likes herself. She thinks that she's a very wonderful person. She doesn't go around saying, I'm a wonderful person, I am very wonderful. She just is a wonderful person. She goes around finding good things in everyone to talk about. She goes around looking for things about other people that are uplifting and rewarding and delightful. I think Monk Ellen would find it very difficult to find a negative thing to say about anyone. She lives in her pure unconditional love, and living in unconditional love, she goes around and she sees everyone and sees everything that they do as good. Now, if perhaps she'd see someone making a mistake of putting dark clothes in with white clothes in the laundry, and the colors were not secure, she wouldn't say, oh, don't put this white clothes in with the dark clothes in the laundry, don't put this and don't do that. She wouldn't say that. That's not her nature. She would say, oh, wonderful, you're doing the laundry, how nice, you are so thoughtful. May I give you a hand? And of course, everyone is always happy to be given a hand. And then she pulls the clothing out of the laundry and pulling out of the wash bin, and her friend says, what are you doing there? And she says, well, I'm sort of a particular person. I like to wash white stuff with white stuff and dark colored stuff with colored stuff. And it's just the way my mama taught me to do it, just the way I like to do it. And somehow I think that the whiters come out white that way. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever tried that? And the other person will say, well, of course, that's the way I always do it. Well, naturally. And so then they proceed with the laundry activity. And Ellen helps a little bit. And she didn't say one negative word. She just said a positive point of view. And the other person didn't feel affronted by what Ellen said. Rather, the other person felt, hey, that's a good idea, the white stuff by itself. I'm just so used to throwing everything in and letting it fly. But now I'm going to carefully put just the white stuff together and the colored stuff together. And then Ellen comes along another time, and she's helping this person again. And this person doesn't need help because they're putting the white stuff with the white and the color with the color. And Ellen says, can I help you? Sure, go ahead. And Ellen says, here's what I'd like to do. And so she takes all the laundry out, and she takes all of the light colored stuff that is so special and so precious. It's like lingerie might be done, but so special and so precious, and she sets it in a pile. And then she sets another pile of the heavy stuff where the color is maybe a little looser, and the white where it is. And then she washes these light-colored things by themselves in a very special way. And her friend says, why did you do that? And she says, well, you know, I bought this very wonderful pink blouse, and it is so beautiful. And I unfortunately put it in with the colored, and it turned red. And that pink blouse that I had wanted to be a pink blouse was red. And I thought to myself, no, I'm not going to do that again. It just takes me a minute to separate the colors even more specifically. And so that's what I do with the laundry in my house. I separate my light-colored things so that they will not take on any taint from any other color, because I like pink. I like the light pink. I like it when it has that rose color to it. I like it when my blue is like the sky. And to keep these colors so special, I always wash them special and by themselves. But of course, you knew that, didn't you? No, you don't even say that. You knew that. You say, that's what I do. And so, you get across your point, and you haven't said not once. You haven't said that you don't do this and you don't do that. You do this and you do that. Well, this is what Ellen uses as her modus operandi. She goes around finding good in all things, and if necessary, she helps other people see how she finds the good, how she utilizes the good, and how she puts the good into a wonderful constructive process, and they eagerly follow her path. They eagerly follow what she does. She no longer, years ago, she used to complain a little bit. Years ago, she used to be upset and be worried and be a worrywart and things like that. But now, she is a balanced, harmonious person, so full of love, so full of unconditional love, that everyone can only do things right. And if she would like to improve the way they're doing things, she does so in an innocuous way that does not shake their boat, that does not make them feel uptight or feel unhappy about what she's doing. She is totally, wonderfully, fully, completely the master of everything she's doing. She's just a magnificent being in every way, and as she is a magnificent being in every way, everything that she does is magnificent. Can we each do things like that? Can we each think in ways like that? Can we be a positive monk? Well, Ellen certainly is a positive monk, and she makes everyone feel good. And she makes everyone feel good as a positive monk because that's what she does to herself. That's how she makes herself feel. That's how she makes the people in her world feel. Oh, yes, she is a most amazing lady. A most amazing lady. For Ellen, Monk Ellen, makes everyone feel good. It's something that you and I can do too, because it's not so difficult, and it's indeed a lot of fun. Have a lovely day, and know that the positive monk is in you and me too. I love you. I love you. I love you.